One organization we know all about and all too well that we enjoy talking about is United Way of Greater Lorain County. And Ashley Hampson joins us this morning to talk about some fun fall events and activities they have planned. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's talk about, so you spent last week, one of your homecoming pop-up events, the first one, Fall in Love with Wellington. Who cannot fall in love with Wellington, right?
It was beautiful. Yeah, so we joined in this event, which was hosted by Main Street Wellington. There was a whole bunch of different organizations there. Us and Thrive Southern Lorain County, which is our community collaborative focused on preventing chronic disease in Southern Lorain County. We kind of had a nice, like, section of the block where we hosted just a bunch of activities, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of really, really great conversations with folks. We were there with some pumpkins to decorate, with some piggy banks talking about our financial literacy work, with we brought one of our little free libraries, and some mindfulness notebooks as well. So just kind of engaging with folks, talking about the work that we do, and hopefully giving out some stuff that's helpful for people.
That was last weekend. Again, that was Fall in Love with Wellington. You've got coming up on October 9th from 10 until noon, the Oberlin Kids Family Fun Day. What do we expect for that?
Yeah, so we'll be there with the kind of the same setup of kind of some really fun giveaways, talking about our work. And this one is going to be at an event hosted by Oberlin Kids, which is our community collaborative in Oberlin, of course, that supports the youngest kids we've got. So kids who are getting ready for kindergarten, which starts from birth. So so Oberlin Kids will be there with a bunch of their partners, you know, with some giveaways and with doing some story times and fun activities that you can either come and stay and do, or you can take them home with you. So yeah, it'll be a great time to kind of bring the kids out, do some fun things on a Saturday afternoon, and learn a little bit more about United Way.
And I see.
And for that one, we still are looking for some volunteers. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, they can look at our website. UWLorainCounty.org/volunteer.
Yeah, and I see the trunk or treat for the Rising Titans coming up as well later on this month, too.
Yeah, that'll be a week from Saturday. So, yeah, every weekend we're doing something fun this month, and that's going to be really cool. This year they're actually at Black River Landing, so it will be a really, really good time.
Right. So speaking of your website, I went to your website, and the first thing that popped up, did want to know if I wanted to be a part of an email blast. What's this all about?
Yeah, so we are launching a new email blast for folks who are interested in volunteer opportunities. We have some standing ones that we've always got going on. For example, we do Saturday sorts in our volunteer hub where we sort through donated items, quality check, and inventory them. We also do some cleanups, you know, during the better weather months. But then we also just have some opportunities that, you know, come up kind of quickly. You know, for example, right now, Northridgeville Schools is looking for some volunteers to help sort some books. Obviously, we have a couple of event-based volunteer opportunities coming up. So we wanted to put together an email blast list, you know, me, because it's like you have a blast volunteering, right? So just so folks can, you know, see those opportunities as they come up and, you know, see if they work for their schedule.
Ashley, I drove through downtown Lorain a couple days ago and just wondered if you folks are sort of back in the office or still doing some work from home.
We are actually back in the office full time. We want to make sure, you know, and our doors are open as well now. Of course, we're taking safety precautions. We ask folks to wear a mask when they come into the office, But we're open. We're down here. Broadway is definitely starting to liven up again.
Anything else you want to share with us this morning about what's happening with United Way of Greater Lorain County?
Oh, just a couple more partnerships to pitch real quick. These are part of Homecoming Month as well. But we've got a couple of events that are hosted by our Small Business United partners. Just this past Saturday, Oberlin IGA, they've been doing some 5% days where they'll give 5% of their proceeds to United Way. So they just did one this past Saturday, so shout out to them for thank you them. But also coming up next week, we have two brewery partnerships that we're really proud of. On next Wednesday, October 13th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., we're doing a United Way night at Unplugged Brewing. They're actually launching a limited run of their Elevated IPA with a United Way label, and a portion of proceeds will of everything that night, but ongoing of that limited run of Elevated IPA will be donated to United Way. And then there are still some Philanthropy IPA cans available. That's getting very limited at this point, but they're doing one more day of to-go sales on Saturday, October 16th, where you can get four packs. Lorenzo's in Oberlin is still selling it on tap. They just got a new keg, so head over there. And Bulldog Pub and Grill in LaGrange has a little bit less, so head there as well. So really cool creative partnerships with these small businesses. Of course, we encourage everyone to drink responsibly.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, sharing all the good things that's happening with United Way. Again, it's uwlorainecounty.com, .org, and you can also check out their Facebook page and a lot of great things. And sign up for that email blast then as well, because that way you can kind of keep informed and see what's happening and find out if there's things that want to get you involved in United Way. Ashley, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.